You are the best doctor for yourself. If you think positive, live a healthy life and simple living and high thinking. Change your pattern of living and change your day and change your fortune. So always try to keep being positive. Then a lot of accidents, a lot of illness can be avoided.
Hello, wise and health-conscious viewers. Today on Healthy Living, we will present a fresh perspective on living an energetic and vibrant life. Supreme Master Ching Hai, a renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual teacher, is the author of the book The Realization of Health, Returning to the Natural and Righteous Way of Living, a compilation of excerpts from her lectures spanning more than 20 years. The work presents the simple but profound truth that everyone is a potential self-healer and that health is a choice that humans ultimately make for themselves. In this important book, she introduces a natural way of living, a life filled with serenity, a deep sense of well-being, confidence, and happiness. The Realization of Health helps us understand what our body really needs to take care of itself and how diseases are formed in the first place. Those who have read this book, including health professionals, teachers, scientists, and others, have gained much inspiration from it. A pioneer in cancer treatment through diet, Dr. Mei Sheng Yang, a dentist from Formosa, Taiwan, is founder of the program The Long Chain Against Cancer, which emphasizes bodily detoxification and vegetarian foods as necessary and effective cures for all forms of cancer. Dr. Mei's methods resonate with ideas from Supreme Master Ching Hai's book in terms of how to achieve optimal well-being.
因为这本书哈，我是大力的推崇，因为我在学校里面教新式饮食与环保。那我认为这本书不仅是一个 A 加级的哈，这样健康的一个宝典哈，而且必须是所有学医的人哈，应该是要有一个这样子阅读的这个机会哈，去重新的审视我们以前在学校里面学的东西啊，是不是有些地方不足的。
了悟健康这本书其实它里面内涵已经包括了三种医学在里面，营养医学、能量医学和饮食医学，是非常非常尖端的一些知识啊。那个里面的话就很适合一些在医学上面希望有大大突破的人好好的这个仔细的研读，那当然也适合一般的人啊。那在这方面的话，他掌握到健康的一些那种精华窍门啊，就从这个书里面可以获得很大的一些灵感的启发。
Bioethicist Dr. Andrew Knight, a spokesperson for Animals Count, a political party in the United Kingdom with the mission to help create a better world for people and animals, read The Realization of Health and had the following comment.
Our wealth, power, and opportunities in life exceed those of any previous generation.Why then are heart disease, obesity, cancer, stress and relationship breakdowns at record levels? The realization of health reminds us that healthy, happy and harmonious lives are possible and that the key to success lies within ourselves. Self-pity is neither honorable nor a solution. Positive thoughts and actions are.
The power of your thinking.Not just because you want to think positive, it will be positive. Depends on how much money you spend behind your desire, you see? You can't just desire something and have it. You must have the money for it too. Similarly, you think positive, but your mind is not strong enough to invest the power of mental control over this thinking. Then even you think, it's just a thought, a fleeting moment, it doesn't have any effect. See what I mean?So, come back to the zero point. We must meditate. We must harness the power of our will again, you see? In order to focus together. And once we are focused and we concentrate on the power, in whichever direction you want to use, and for whatever purpose, it will be powerful.
How is disease created? The realization of health reveals that sickness is closely related with the nature of our thinking. It explains the root of disease and informs us how to face it with the right attitude. Our mindset is truly important. A medical study done in the United States found that having a hostile outlook on life and an impatient nature can raise one's blood pressure to unhealthy levels, a condition that puts one at high risk of having cardiovascular diseases. Some believe that they are fated to have a disease due to a genetic predisposition, or that the condition runs in the family. This form of defeatist thinking, however, actually increases the chances they will have the illness. Understanding the origin of diseases, we know how to protect ourselves.
They all understood that it was their own mismanagement of their thoughts and reactions that created their disease. We live in two states of mind. We live in survival or creation. And when we live in those states of anger or aggression or hatred or judgment or fear or anxiety or insecurity or pain or suffering or depression, it's those chemicals that are created from the chemicals of stress or survival that activate those states of mind. And the redundancy of those chemicals are the chemicals that push the genetic buttons that begin to cause disease. You see, every time we have a thought, we make a chemical. So if we have a great thought, or if we have an unlimited thought, we make chemicals that make us feel great or feel unlimited. And if we have negative thoughts or self-depreciating thoughts, we make chemicals that make us feel negative or unworthy.
Most of the problems are our own making, because we think negative, we act negative, and we let the negative influence from the people affect us. You know what I mean? Sometimes if you go to see a doctor, they will tell you that some of the disease are self-made.
Sickness are, you know, some malfunction in our spiritual, mental, emotional, or physical body. Some sickness came from spiritual dis-ease. Some came from emotional unbalanced. Some came from physical discomfort. So we have to check what kind of sickness is that. Most of the disease came from karmic background, yes. But others than that, sometimes we also do not take care of our body very well.
The power of thoughts and meditation is beyond our imagination, and consequently inner reflection and sitting in silence are highly beneficial to our health. The most constructive thought is love. If we love ourselves, love others, and extend our love to all beings on earth and in the universe, we will feel wonderful both inside and outside.
You still can always thought, because your body will obey your command. And the cell will start to produce younger cells, because you want to live. So the body says, oh, you want to live? Fine, we do. Why not? Yeah, the cell just listen to the command of the mind. So make sure your mind is healthy, lively, active, and you want to live. Then you will live longer. That's the only secret of longevity.
The realization of health also addresses our food choices and why our decisions in this area are so vital to determining our well-being.
疗物健康这书里面它埋了三种医学在里面，一种叫做营养医学，就是跟你讲饮食要改了。那这个营养医学的这个部分，当然新世纪饮食大家要去参考的。还有呢，我一直在推荐的叫做《救命饮食》那本书，大家也要去参考的。这个《救命饮食》这里面讲的这个东西，就跟我们青海无上师他提的要吃素是不谋而合嘛。因为在这个书里面，他写到什么？他写到只要你每日动物蛋白的摄取量15%-16%，就可能启动癌症。你们这样子一想的话，是不是很多人现在排队在后面准备得癌症了？
Apart from protecting our physical health, an animal-free diet also brings other benefits. In so many ways, it behooves us to extend our love to all beings on Earth.
I'm aware that the quality of the food you eat determines the quality of your blood. That's the key, actually. Now, the quality of your blood determines the quality of your thoughts. So eating a vegan diet is the correct way spiritually, because there's no violence in the food you're eating, and that's obviously going to manifest through your body and come out in your mind. So eating meat, obviously there's been a death there, an unnecessary death, so that energetically will pass through your body and also, I believe, into your mind.
And to switch to a plant-based diet because of compassion for the countless animals, humans, and future generations to whom we are related. All life is interconnected. And as we bless others, we are blessed. As we allow others to be free and healthy, we become free and healthy.
Love is a beautiful quality in the world. If we can love a dog, why can't we love a cow or a pig? As Supreme Master Ching Hai has emphasized for many years, choosing the vegan lifestyle is very easy. It helps us spiritually, improves our health, and benefits the world.
If we become vegan, such a simple, easy step, we don't just win our beautiful planet back, we stand to gain an even more beautiful, wonderful, elevated world. We will live in peace and harmony, as we never did before. Your life will change. Your thinking will change. The whole being will change. There will be only love, peace, both animals and humans. We will live in beauty and health and so much joy. The whole atmosphere will be brimming with happiness, like a real paradise.
Together, let us live virtuous lives and protect all beings on Earth. Let us rediscover our original wisdom by connecting with our heavenly kingdom within, so that we can all become truly healthy and beautiful human beings. To close, we would like to convey our deepest gratitude to beloved spiritual teacher and international best-selling author Supreme Master Ching Hai for The Realization of Health, Returning to the Natural and Righteous Way of Living, a precious book that clearly delineates a balanced and blessed path in life. The Realization of Health, Returning to the Natural and Righteous Way of Living is available at www.amazon.com. and www.kingstone.com.tw or www.thecelestialshop.com. Cherished viewers, thank you for your kind company on today's edition of Healthy Living. Coming up next is Enlightening Entertainment, after Noteworthy News. May the grace of heaven forever be upon our world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.